Spring is just around the corner. It's a time when people like to get out and hit the open road. And just a few weeks into the new season, McDonough County residents will be asked to help improve those roads. County Board Chairman Scott Schwerer and Board Member Clark Kelso are urging voters to approve a sales tax referendum on April 7th. They estimate the quarter cent increase will generate around $600,000 per year for road repairs. Kelso says the amount of work done with that money will depend on the kind of work done.
If you're seal coating, it takes about $15,000 a mile. For major road repairs, they're much more expensive, depending on how they would do it and what that particular road needed. Could vary anywhere from, you know, $40,000, $50,000 all the way up to if you were to rebuild a road and put a 6-inch coat of asphalt on it, could be $400,000 a mile. And we know that's not possible in this county, so we just try to do the best we can with what we have.
Are there roads that need to be rebuilt?
Absolutely. I would say at least 25 to 40% of them are in need of major repairs. And in order to make those last, they need to be seal coated after that every 3 or 4 years.
How did we get to this point where there are so many roads in that condition?
I think we've been kicking the can down the road for quite a while. We've been getting by, probably been seal coating roads we shouldn't have been because they probably needed more work than that, but the money wasn't there. And we just can't keep up with the maintenance anymore with the dollars that are available to do it.
What about if you have so many needs, why not ask for more than a quarter cent? Why not a half cent or a full cent? I don't know if you can do that. But why not seek more money?
Well, more would be better, but I believe it's kind of the opinion of the Road and Bridge Committee that if we get the quarter cent and we can show the taxpayers what we can do with it, maybe they'll realize that it might be a good investment, and we can go from there.
I would imagine a lot of people who live in towns use those towns' roads or they use the highways in and out of town. Why would you tell them the county roads are still important to them?
Well, the county residents use roads to travel to view our scenic McDonough County roads and areas, also for recreation. They travel outside of the city for recreation purposes, also to get to other communities. And also then, it works just as well as to bring people to Macomb. If you have good county roads leading into Macomb, that brings people to Macomb for activities and to do business with our many local merchants in all of the communities.
Are there any roads in need of major repairs? Can you name a few that are in need of the major repairs?
I think the worst road we have is in the southern portion of the county, south of Adair, east of Industry. It's from the El Dorado Town Hall east towards the McDonough-Fulton County line. And I believe that is the worst road we have, talking to people and driving it myself. And then there's several others. The Bellingham Road down towards the end of St. Francis going west, it's deteriorating. And there's just a lot of roads. The Bardoff Blacktop, even south of that one going south, there's a lot of washboardy places. The edges are breaking off. There's just a lot of roads that need repair. If we don't repair them, we're just kind of kidding ourselves by seal coating them because it's not money well spent.
Yeah, where do you go from here? Your assumption is that this is going to pass, but what if it does not? This quarter cent sales tax increase. What's the next step for the county?
There would be a distinct possibility that without being able to seal coat the roads, some of our roads might go back to gravel roads in the future. And if we just can't maintain them with the seal coat programs, then they're going to have to go back to gravel roads, which we really do not want to see happen.
Are you getting less money from the state now than you did in the past to take care of roads?
Our motive fuel tax money, the year 2000, we received $520,000 from the state for motor fuel tax money. And in 2014, it had dropped down to $393,000. And that's a big decrease over those 14 years.
And Scott Schwerer says during that time, the cost of products and materials used to repair roads continued to rise. Schwerer chairs the McDonough County Board. He was joined by Clark Kelso, who chairs the board's Road and Bridge Committee. Kelso says the county's proposed sales tax increase would add 25 cents to a $100 retail bill. He considers that a minuscule price to pay to fix roads and keep them safe. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.